Now, people across Northern Ireland apparently will be gathering in Belfast tomorrow to show their opposition to Brexit. Or will they? Let me speak to the rally organiser, Saoirse Eastwood. Saoirse, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well indeed. I said there at the beginning, is there any point in protesting against Brexit? I was using the old analogy of the stable door shut now, but that horse has well and truly gone. What's the point of this protest?
Well, look, we're at a crucial stage in the process. And 2 years on, the UK government have not put forward any workable proposals. We are no further on than we were. So this is not a done deal by any means. Nobody has actually put a suggestion forward that is workable. That's why people like me and, you know, ordinary people who, you know, maybe don't have an interest in politics like some of us do, but they're starting to see that actually the Brexit that people spoke about, the figures and size of buses, it was all just a fantasy, and it was all something that people are now starting to question. And obviously, we're speaking to people who, first and foremost, you know, are very much kind of exercised about the issue, who voted to remain. Northern Ireland voted to remain as a place, and that's obviously very significant because we're going to be the only part of the United Kingdom that may potentially have a land border with the EU should we still Brexit. And that's obviously something that's totally crucial and actually has taken up the bulk of the negotiations this week. It's almost as if the entire process has focused entirely on Northern Ireland. And this week we've seen the Prime Minister come out and refuse to meet with four parties who actually represent the majority of people on this issue in Northern Ireland. So what myself and my friend Seamus De Fuitia, who's organising the rally with me, decided was, look, we need to give people a voice here. We need to give people a platform that they can speak from. They feel that they're not getting any sort of purchase or buy-in. The media, particularly within GB, seem to have run with the line that it's the DUP that are speaking for Northern Ireland. The people of this place have a voice. They want to use it and they want to say that actually, no, the DUP do not speak for the majority of people in Northern Ireland on this issue. Brexit is something that throws up barriers. It throws up the talk of borders. I mean, we're going to have people speaking tomorrow at the rally from Border Communities Against Brexit. These are people who have seen some of the worst days that Northern Ireland has been through, have really seen those benefits that the likes of the Good Friday Agreement have brought, the open border has brought, the porous border has brought, both in economic and social terms. And people really want to send a strong, positive message that our future is internationalist, it is positive, and it is inclusive. We feel that Brexit is the opposite of all those things. It's very insular. It throws up barriers. It kind of stops us participating in that wider European and global network. And that's what we want to give people a voice to speak on.
But the majority of people across the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union. And you're a representative of the Alliance Party. You mentioned Seamus De Fuitia, who's a representative of the SDLP, coming together with other groups and organisations to have this rally. You may be arguing for the best possible outcome with regards to Brexit, but surely you can't argue to remain.
I think it's very feasible to argue to remain. We did.
So you want another referendum? But is that what you want? You want another referendum? You want to fly in the face of democracy?
Well, to be clear about the rally, the rally is for people that support Remain. So we're aware that there are going to be some people that support a people's vote. There are going to be some people who want to remain who don't support a people's vote, but do ultimately want the end goal, which is for us to remain in the European Union. And that's fine. That's why we wanted to keep it as broad as possible. Obviously, there are political parties here. It isn't being organised by Alliance or SDLP. It's being organised by myself and Seamus in a personal capacity. We wanted to make that very clear, that it isn't being organised by parties.
But do you have the support of the likes of Colm Eastwood or the support of Naomi Long in doing it? Because you're both high-profile figures. For people who aren't familiar with Seamus De Fuitia, he was the SDLP candidate that Mike Nesbitt suggested he would give his second preference to. You've got a high profile within the Alliance Party, so there's no getting away from the fact that you are both politicians.
No, absolutely not. And the key thing is, we wanted to make it as inclusive as possible. So we've been speaking to unionists who are very much wanting to be represented tomorrow. And this is the thing. I mean, this is almost, you know, what my personal, and I obviously can't speak for the party I'm on in the personal capacity about the rally as such, but...
But are you really supported by your party leaders? That, are your party leaders saying, good man, Seamus, good girl, Saoirse, go and do this? But if you are, why are they not speaking at it?
They are speaking at it. There's going to be representatives from political parties there, yes.
Yeah, but are your party leaders going to speak at it?
Yes, they are, yes. But what I want to say is that it isn't about who organises it as such. It's about giving people a platform and saying this is something that is intended to be inclusive. So, for example, I spoke about unionists there. So yesterday, for example, whenever we were out leafleting, you know, there were people coming up to us and saying, you know, I'm from a unionist background, but, you know, I'm going to be there because I don't feel that anybody's speaking for me at this point. And that's what it's all about. It's actually about saying this isn't an orange and green issue. It's a cross-community issue. It's a cross-cutting issue. And it affects absolutely everybody. So the point of tomorrow is that it's going to be a chance for people to speak out and be heard. And quite frankly, you know, do something positive. Everything around Brexit is so negative. As I say, you know, it talks about division. It stirs up, you know, feelings of the past, anxiety, people talking about borders, a hard border. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Are we going to get a deal? Instead of actually buying into that, let's do something positive.
And will Sinn Féin be part of it tomorrow? Will Sinn Féin speak at it?
Yeah, there's going to be somebody. There's somebody speaking from Sinn Féin. There's somebody speaking from the Green Party. You've already mentioned there's going to be speakers from the SDLP and the Alliance Party. I have reached out to unionists, so I believe it's the Ulster Unionist Party Conference tomorrow, but there's certainly a welcome to them. You know, the DUP, the PUP, I've spoke to John Kyle as well. You know, we want this to be about people coming together. I believe...
Yeah, but this is why I'm asking you. This is why I'm asking you. At what point is it people coming together, and at what point is it causing division? Because you're obviously, within this, targeting the DUP.
Well, it's not about targeting any one particular party, but as you say, let's be realistic. They are over in Westminster in a confidence and supply agreement with Theresa May. We saw a clear message sent. The fact that Theresa May didn't want to meet with the four Remain parties, as people are now calling them, that's really key. That's crucial. So let's have a discourse and a debate on this. This is not a done deal. We must make sure that the people of Northern Ireland who did vote to remain are heard. It isn't about targeting, but let's be honest, if they're over there, they're getting their voices heard, and fair play, they're doing what they feel is right for them. But is it right for Northern Ireland? Ultimately, I don't think so. And ultimately, the people of Northern Ireland who voted to remain want to see us still being within one of the biggest trading blocks in the world. People are talking about, you know, oh, but we can't do trade. We're already within a huge trading bloc, for example. We're already within an area, an island, where we benefit already from cross-border healthcare. People go into the likes of the Children's Heart Hospital. People go in to receive cross-border cancer services. In the last 20 years, the effects of the two countries of the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland, the Good Friday Agreement, all being in the European Union together at the same time, and that transformation with the border has changed so many lives. And people do feel very emotional and strongly about this. If you have one particular party on a national and almost global stage saying one thing that is utterly contrary and misrepresenting the people of Northern Ireland, that needs challenged. It's perfectly healthy to do. And to be quite frank, I don't think we would be actually exercising our democratic rights properly if we didn't challenge that.
If you attend the rally tomorrow, if you are there in the crowd applauding the speakers, are you someone who's supporting a border down the Irish Sea?
That's not what it's about at all. No, I don't think so.
The reason I ask you that question, Saoirse, there's a reason I ask you the question. You know, we're not going back into the European Union, no matter how much people may dream that we are. The reality is we're coming out of the European Union. That's what the facts show. That's what the majority of people in the United Kingdom voted for. Now, we may have it staged in some way, and it may be dressed up to appease unionists that they don't all lose heart. But the idea of a second vote and us all changing our minds, that doesn't seem to be a possibility. So the big issue is the status of Northern Ireland after we come out of the European Union. And I'm suggesting that if you're there tomorrow, as part of that rally, you're supporting a border down the Irish Sea. That's why I'm asking the question.
Well, let me just address that first point about the idea of a second referendum. So over in GB, in the UK, you've said yourself it's a UK-wide vote, and of course it is, but over within GB, there are people coming out, the likes of John Major, somebody who was absolutely instrumental in the time of the peace process, who knows Northern Ireland very well, very respected politician and former Prime Minister. People like him and others coming out and saying, actually, folks, this isn't a done deal. The House over in Westminster, the House of Commons, is in deadlock about what to do with this. At the minute, Theresa May doesn't enjoy overall support. It is not a done deal that any sort of a deal that she can manage to thrash out will go through the House. So there is a real momentum building around the people's vote. I don't think that's something we should write off. I don't think that's something that people should say, oh, well, you're never going to get that off the ground. I think what you're actually seeing is a real groundswell of people, and actually including people who voted to leave. The amount of people that have contacted us and said, like, we voted to leave, and actually, you know, we've changed our mind, and the reason we've changed our mind is that we see that really what we were promised isn't actually feasible. Let's look at the reasons why people voted leave. That's worth an airing and a hearing. Some of the issues around the reasons why people voted to leave, huge social structural problems, economic problems, people who don't feel that, you know, they're having the right amount of economic participation, particularly in areas maybe in the likes of GB that used to be heavily industrialised and haven't been able to get employment. None of that's going to be solved by leaving the European Union. That is worth a discussion. And actually, people who voted to leave shouldn't be written off, certainly shouldn't be ridiculed, should be taken at face value. And those people that did vote leave and are now saying, actually, you know, I've changed my mind, they need to have somewhere to go.
So you think the working class supporters of Labour, now they would look at it, would change their mind and vote differently this time?
I think there is definitely, you're starting to see a sea change. You're starting to see a sea change with people going, actually, do you know what? The more I look at this, the less likely what I was promised is going to come through. People heard the NHS, people saw the money on the side of the bus. There's nothing more emotive than your healthcare for your family. And people wanted, of course, more money put into that. Then that all came out that actually that was, you know, a bit of a fancy accounting going on, or, you know, some sort of a figure that was never going to come to anything. And people really stopped at that point and said, what was this all for? What are we doing this again? Much better to have a conversation. And what I was going to say to you, Frank, was even if there is an agreement reached, there's absolutely no reason why May, as she said herself, there will be a meaningful vote. There's absolutely no reason why that shouldn't come before the people and have three options on a ballot paper and say, look, this is the deal I've managed to thrash out. Will we go for it? Either we just leave on whatever terms or we remain. There's absolutely no issue with that, I don't think. To me, that is something that should be done to close out the process. Let's remember, it wasn't 6 months ago that we got this referendum result. It was 2 years ago. That's quite an amount of time. There are also a lot of people who are now eligible to vote, who would vote differently. And there are also people that would probably just change their mind anyway. So, you know, as I say, this isn't something that was done yesterday that's still very fresh in people's minds. And you're never going to get something as momentous as this. I mean, Brexit has the capacity to be utterly destructive in a negative way. In a lot of senses, if you look at the likes of SMEs, people that have, you know, built up trading across the wider European continent, maybe not just the likes of France and Holland, but right across that whole block, you look now at our students who are able to benefit from fast, easy, accessible travel, able to live and work. And really, to me, the heart of this entire debate is about, do we want a future that is bright, full of opportunity, that really can benefit our young people, that really can make sure that we have jobs and prosperity? Or do we want to close ourselves off and pull up the drawbridge and say, we're okay, we can do it ourselves? I don't think that's the right way to A, govern a country, or B, ensure that the people that live there get the best opportunities. And I think people are starting to see that. They're starting to realise, actually, we're stronger together. We have more in common than that which divides us. And that's what tomorrow is all about. It's about bringing people together in a positive way. You had mentioned at the start that it's a protest. It's a rally for Remain, so it's a positive thing. It isn't necessarily a protest. It is about people coming together to talk about their shared experience of us being within the EU and how much good that's brought to them, how much good that's brought to their family, and actually how integral the EU has been in transforming Northern Ireland. It's a positive celebration. It's designed to be the absolute antithesis of people who are talking about hard borders, who want to talk about division. That's not what we want. That's not what the majority of people, more importantly, here want. And that's the whole point of tomorrow, bringing people together. Because let's remember this, the people of Northern Ireland are crucial. Northern Ireland will essentially dictate the outcome of this process. And it is absolutely essential that those people are heard.
Okay, what time is this rally at?
It is 3 o'clock tomorrow at Belfast City Hall.
Okay, Saoirse Íochwood is from the Alliance Party. Seamus Defetta, who's also organising it, is from the SDLP. Are you with them on this? Or are they just painting a rose-coloured glasses picture of the European Union because people are so concerned about the next step? Your opinions are very welcome indeed. Is it something that you will be at? Is it something that you'd like to see thousands at? Or is it just another example of people talking and talking? Do let us know. 0289 033 105. Some people aren't missing and hitting the wall here. Get that woman from the Alliance Party off the air. It's disgusting that she should be given airtime. Liberal media at it again. Brexit means Brexit. No beating around the bush with that. They're not even deserving of airtime now, someone who'd be organising a rally. Peter's got a point that he wants to make. Peter, are you the sort of man who would attend a rally tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Belfast City Hall?
No, I'm not, and I'm sure there's a lot of our people. Frank, when is it people, you hear people on every day about shops, about making money, the traffic, and not only have we had trouble getting about the town, now we're having protests or something every Saturday or Sunday. What about the traders just trying to make money? You know, this is every week, and it's nonsense. Absolutely not. What effects Northern Ireland going to have in Brexit? Sure, we're like being leads. Even though we've so many people voting, it's not going to affect anything. But what they're doing is they're always on Cranahar to make Belfast better. Well, what do we do? We'll just block it every week, every Saturday, when people want to come in and spend money. No, we'll do. We'll block the City Hall, the traffic and that getting around the city. And then people start going to the Abbey Centre and North Shopping Centres. So I like to thank that guard for thinking about the traders in Belfast.
Peter, I'm just wondering, are you, because I know people will be shouting this at the radio, how short-sighted are you? You're worried about the shoppers, the traders in Belfast, and yet, Noel, in the same paragraph, you say, we're just like Leeds, we'd be irrelevant to this. Northern Ireland, and Belfast is the main city in Northern Ireland, is central to the discussions across in Europe. It's mentioned every night on the national news. That's how relevant we are to this particular debate. The whole thing would be sorted if it wasn't for Northern Ireland.
If it wasn't for the DUP, yes, I know what you're saying, Frank. But
no, I'm not saying if it wasn't for the DUP. It wasn't for, I'm not, that's not what I said. It would be sorted if Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland didn't exist as two separate entities, this issue would now be sorted. Yeah. The fact that we are two separate countries means it isn't sorted out yet. So to say that we're irrelevant in it, we are so relevant. That's why people will be having discussions either for or against Brexit, but we are so relevant to this debate.
But do you really need the tree huggers every Saturday to be in that town, planting it every... Frank, I'm a taxi driver, and every week there's something in that town about something, and I'm talking about the traders coming up to Christmas. Robbie's on the radio going, what about the shopkeepers? Well, what would you drive into Belfast and sit in the block? Where would you go? You'd go somewhere else to shop, wouldn't you? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the traders.
Okay, okay. Listen, your point is very clear. It is absolutely, it is crystal, crystal clear. You're looking at it really on a week-to-week basis as opposed to longer term, but week-to-week is relevant. And I'll carry with me for the rest of the day, do we really need the three huggers in Belfast every Saturday afternoon? It is a great Belfast line, that. Peter, thank you for your input. Your opinions are very welcome on the programme. If you agree with Peter or not, do let us know. 0289 033 105. It's a great word for protesters, isn't it? Ah, dear. Oh, right. 0289 033 105 077 66 105 105.